Hello, everyone. My name is Ezekiel McAdams, and this is the second episode of the Saskatoon Fringe 2016 podcast. It is 12:35 a.m. I just got back from the Fringe preview night and then interviewing some wonderful people who put together this amazing documentary that you should watch whether you know anything about the Fringe, and it's called On the Fringe Doc. And it's done by Nancy Kenny, and just give me 2 seconds so I can sound coherent, because again, it is 12:36 a.m. Nancy Kenny, Natalie Watson, and Corey Thiebert, who directed it. And they were lovely people, so I interviewed them, and now I'm talking to you lovely people for the second episode. So, for people who aren't aware of what the preview night is, the preview night is basically like an encapsulation of little snippets. It's like 2-minute pitches where you pitch to the audience, you pitch to your fellow performers what your play is about in this 2-minute time frame. I've always found it really helpful, because lots of times you'll look at a show, you'll look at a little blurb, and you don't know anything about it. Or sometimes, you know, you hear a bad review or bad word of mouth, because like anything in life, art and theater is subjective. So just because you like something and you're raving about it, the next person over may not feel the same way. So that's why I've always really appreciated Fringe Night, Fringe Preview Night anyways. So I'm, instead of going through all the ones that came together in the show, because I missed a couple ones because my phone wasn't working, I'm just going to go through the program. So the first one was Attention Seeker, and that comes from the UK. It's a British storyteller named Gerard. He kind of sat at a low stool and told this little story. It was kind of funny and weird and had some dramatic undertones to it. The best and memorable part of his little pitch was, so we have these MCs during the show, and they're just kind of trying to keep the show going on track. So if people go over their time limit, they kind of come in like comical ways. And the host, by the way, Chris and Travis, were really, really good. Like, I just have to give them props, because being an MC is not an easy job, and these guys did a very, very good job. So anyways, the highlight of Attention Seeker for me was when Chris and Travis came to get Gerard off the stage, because he had gone over his 2-minute allotment, and then he just slips them like $20, and he just said, you know what, just keep talking, if they're like money talks. And so that was great. Second on the list is Big Bayou Black, and that comes from Murray Productions in Portland, Oregon. This is kind of a one-woman show about her life in Louisiana and the swamps, and she kind of puts on a southern accent that is her actual accent, but now she doesn't talk in that accent anymore, if that makes sense. It was interesting. I liked it. I've always been kind of a sucker for like Louisiana and the Bayou and New Orleans, so I'm intrigued because of that. But it wasn't really enough to kind of get me raving about it, but it was interesting. Like, it was just one of those things where, like, yeah, like I was saying on my I was live tweeting during the show, and it says one woman Louisiana show, Gators, Secret Passageways. Yeah, Gators and Secret Passageways. So that's that. Charlatan comes from Travis in Vancouver. Travis was one of the MCs. This one looks really interesting. So it's going to be kind of like a very like audience participation heavy show. And what I mean by that is that every show is different. A couple years ago, there was a show that was called Risk. And what was really interesting about it was because depending on the audience members that were picked for that show, it was a completely different setup. So it wasn't really fair to review it, because in order to review the show properly, you had to go to every single performance. So Charlatan is that, and I find it really, really interesting. So it could go either way. And again, like, again, because of subjectivity and whether or not the audience is good that night, the night that I may go may be crappy or it may be really good, and then I'll rave to someone, you've got to see the show, and they'll go and it just they won't like it. So that's Charlatan. Diamond Girls, I'm a little biased because my friend is SMing, and that's just kind of short for stage managing it. So I would see it regardless and probably tell everyone to see it regardless because she's in it. But it actually looks really cool. It's about a one-woman show about women in baseball, kind of like in the 40s, kind of like League of Their Own, which I just watched for the first time. I'm really, really excited. I love like kind of female heavy stuff. I love the idea of women kind of taking over like quote unquote man's jobs when the men were over at war. So yeah, and I like baseball. I don't really know a lot about baseball. I still want to go to a baseball game one of these days, and I'd like to, like a big, like not like a little league baseball game, but like a big like major league game. That'd be really cool. But yeah, so the Diamond Girls looks really cool. Falling Awake, right, so that's also from Vancouver. There's a lot of shows, like there's like out of the five shows that I've talked about, like two of them are from Vancouver. Let's go just to where I was talking about it. So I tweeted surreal performance art with 20s soundtrack, right? Yeah. One of the performances in Falling Awake was like making out with a clothesline. It was just, it was absurdist. And you know what I love about theater is when there's like surreal absurdist theater, and it's just, it's so bonkers and it's so nuts. And I'm someone who just really loves weird stuff, and so that excites me. So that is Falling Awake. Get Lost with Gem Rolls. Gem Rolls has been a staple of the Canadian Fringe circuit. In 2014, he actually celebrated his 100th Fringe show, and that was 2 years ago, and I don't know how many Fringe shows he's been to. I'd have to ask him, but it's a lot. So he's always been really good. Gem Rolls is a storyteller. He's really funny. I've heard, and again, going back to subjectivity, I've heard this is like one of his best shows. But yeah, I really, really like him. He is such a character. He's such an interesting person. So I'm excited for that. Bad Rabbits. So that is done by Chris, who's also from Vancouver, another Vancouver. Like, he was also one of the MCs with Travis, who was doing the Charlatan that I talked to. This was weird. The best was, so he comes in, it's like the second act after intermission. He comes like dressed in this big bunny costume, and it's ridiculous. And he actually like looks at the audience, and he's like, he's like, put your phones away, I'm not a giant Pokemon. And I just love that, and it just was really weird. I mean, like, who doesn't want to see a show about a giant rabbit who's presumably bad? That sounds fantastic. Bushel and Peck, They are also from Vancouver. This one looked weird. You're talking about absurdism, you're talking about surrealism. They were like crows. They had these little crow heads on, like that was kind of like a mask, but it was like attached to the top of their head, like a crow head mask. That's the best way I can describe it. And they were like, caw, caw, caw. And the best thing about, oh no, sorry, that's not Bushel and Peck. I'm sorry. I got it completely mixed up. That's cause and effect, which is the next one over. See, it's 12:44 a.m. and I'm really tired. Bushel and Peck, it was just pitch black. Like, the lights went down immediately and you couldn't see them. You could just hear these weird voices, you know, like weird funny voices talking in the darkness. And that was pretty much it. So I don't know anything. Again, it's really weird. But speaking of what I was trying to talk about before, going from surrealist, so that's Cause and Effect, and it's CAWS, and that is also from Vancouver. So now we have three Vancouver shows in a row. This is the one with the crow head masks, and it is surreal and bizarre. They also had the best marketing in the preview night. Like, I was talking about how you had these like these 2 minute pitches, right? The best thing about it is they got like this like overhead like laminator that, you know, we had in school, and they had like the little kind of pictures of a crow, and it's just like, come to our show, and it's just, it was just brilliant, like really, really brilliant. The Fabulist is by Jeffrey Popiel, and he is from Saskatoon. Again, speaking of bias, I know Jeffrey. He is a friend, so it's probably one of those ones that, you know, I would tell people to go see because he's an interesting guy. I have seen an early version of the show. He's obviously done some reworking, but I saw it about 2 years ago. It's really interesting. He takes Aesop's Fables and he sings it, and Jeffrey has a very interesting cadence, and I'm just imagining him right now because he would probably just be looking at me shaking his head. But he has just a very interesting cadence and demeanor when he's off stage and on stage, and it's unlike anything you'll ever see. And so if you like fables, if you like kind of almost spoken word and musical, not musical theater, but musical, like, accompaniment, like bands, like, I would see The Fabulist. It's good. The shadow puppets are also done by my friend, who's involved in Diamond Girls, so another reason why you should just see it. Okay, so finally, we have a show that's not from Saskatoon or Vancouver. It's the famous Heydal Sisters Comeback Tour, and they are from Portland, Oregon. This looks really, really good. I'm not a big fan of country music. I've become accustomed to country music. I appreciate and respect it, but I'm not the biggest fan. And this is just kind of like making fun. They called it, like, I'm just going to go to my notes. It was like Thelma and Louise. Wait a sec, if I can find it. Yes, here we go. Sisters Comeback Tour. Spinal Tap meets Thelma and Louise. Right, yeah, so that's basically what it is in a nutshell. So, Hubby in Distress, that comes from Orange Jacket Theater in Saskatoon. This was weird. They start the little 2 minute pitch by coming out of the audience. Like, usually they're like backstage and they come out of the audience. And he's like, friend, and yeah, and then they talk about, like, making a hero, like trying to, like, get a hero. It was just very weird. I think you've noticed a pattern, or I hope you've noticed a pattern, that, like, most of the fringe shows that I'm talking about are weird. That's, like, the big commonality, right? It's like, yeah, I saw this show and it was just weird. But yeah, it's Friend Hero Edition. There were clowns. I'm not a big fan of clowns. I have to see it. So that is Hubby in Distress. How are we doing for time? 12 minutes? Okay. James and Jamesy in the Dark. This one is also from Vancouver, BC. This one, again, speaking of weirdness, speaking of absurdism, speaking of surrealism, they had lamps for heads. Like, they had, like, this giant lamp on top of their head. So they were walking around on stage, and you could just see these giant lit lamps. And it reminded me of the Tick, the episode of the Tick animated show where the Idea Men, kind of. It's just really weird because, like, they were, like, talking and, like, you couldn't make them out, and they had these big lamps for heads. It's just, it's fringe. Like, it's just, at this point, I can't just say, you know, it's absurdism, it's surrealism, it's, you know, it's avant-garde, it's, I'm just like, it's fringe, yo. Like, it's just, they have lamps for heads. I'm not going to go into any more detail. Life by Cranberry Theater from Saskatoon. This one was interesting. So it's a one-man show, and he was like a jock, a video gamer, and he sucks at girls, and then he had a stroke. And then he went into this very sad monologue. And it was sad. Like, you know, it kind of pulled up my heartstrings a bit. So I guess if I was going to give you a 2 minute snippet, I'm like, if you want to hear about a guy who had a stroke and it's really sad and you're really into, like, dramatic stuff, I would see Life. It'll certainly be something. So The Narrow Path, that is also from Saskatoon. That is by Campbell and Company. This one looks good. It's it mixes, like, the past and the present, and it was I'm trying to think, what did my notes say? The Christian musical. Right, okay, sorry. See, there's so many shows I'm blending together. Christian musical, and it was like a kind of a parody of Christian musical, because there was a monologue, and then one of the actors was sitting in in the audience, and he got up and he's like having this argument back and forth with the guy who's doing the monologue on stage. So it looks fun. I don't know the people who are doing this, and so this is always fun to me when I don't know them, because I always feel I can review them better. But that is an Aeropath. Perpetual Wednesday is from Portland, Oregon. And right, this was like really crazy. It was like magicians, but they weren't magic, and they were wearing like these really like leisure suits from the 70s, like really like old style leisure suits. And they're like, not magic, pow! And then they were like dancing and doing flips. And but he tells me that it's not magic. So if you don't like magic, I would go to Perpetual Wednesday. And seriously, I mean, thinking of names, like I'm a sucker for names, like Perpetual Wednesday, that sounds like either the weirdest bar ever or a really cool band name. So I would go see that. Pre-Low Mind is from Saskatoon, and this one was really cool. It's this whole kind of like flipping the script on like gender equality and, you know, kind of like what women go through in terms of catcalling, because the performers are, you know, dressed as like, you know, construction workers, and they're catcalling this guy and stuff like that, and they're kind of flipping the script. And I love stuff like that. I love stuff like that that really kind of like takes stuff from life and tries to kind of cause a discussion out of it. So because of that, I'm all in support of it. I'm really excited. Speaking of feminism and stuff, I go to Scum, a Manifesto by Scantily Glad Theater, and that's also from Saskatoon. This one looks interesting. It's, I'm just trying to go to my notes. Yeah, objectifying women, feminism, and she gets on stage. And by the way, I'm just, you know, I'm dropping, like, I'm not going to drop an F-bomb, but she's like basically the F you looking at, right? And just, and that was it. That was it. So, yeah. Letter to West 13th is from Newman Mentalism in Lethbridge, Alberta. This was interesting. So again, talking about like audience participation theater. So this guy, he got two members of the audience, and to my best of my knowledge, they don't know each other. They were not part of the show, and he got them to draw an image separately and see if it synced up when he revealed it. And they both drew clocks at the end. So again, this is one of those shows that's really going to depend on the audience. It's one of those shows that I can't, even when I see, I can't really write a review of, because it's just every night is going to be different. So every show is going to be different. So that was Letter to West. Magic Unicorn Island is from Black Sheep Theater in Ottawa, Ontario. It stars Jason McDonald. I cannot say enough things about Jason McDonald. Jason McDonald is one of those guys that, like, his reputation precedes him, because he's done the Fringe circuit for a long enough time. He's had these amazing shows. He first came to attention for me with Giant Invisible Robot, which was just brilliant. And the last thing I saw him in was The Purdy Boys, and The Purdy Boys was like the spoof of The Hardy Boys, and it was really funny. And I really enjoyed it, and that was a couple years ago. And so this is a show that he's been doing for a couple years, and it's about some guys. I'm just gonna, like, he kind of did this monologue, but I'm just gonna read what the blurb says. Having successfully won conflicts waged against every nation and some of the more troubling abstract nouns, the United Empire declares war on its last remaining adversaries, its own children. So, knowing Jason McDonald, it's going to be different. It's probably going to be a little thought-provoking. And it's going to be funny, because Jason always brings the funny. So I, again, not to be biased, but I like this guy's work. He always excites me, so I'm really, really looking forward to Magic Unicorn Island. Peach comes from Oh My God, and it's like GAD, capitals, from Saskatoon. Peach is about kind of like a one-woman show, and it's about Peach looking for love. This one I'm also a little biased because my friend wrote it, and it's one of those ones that I will see regardless because she's my friend. But the monologue looked really interesting. It was funny. I think it could be one of those things that could be kind of poignant and really kind of like tug at the heartstrings, but I don't know, but it was interesting. So that's Peach. The Philip and Lucinda show comes from Grand Salta Theater from Toronto. This one was weird. Like, it was just, acrobatic madcap comedy with kazoo. Oh yeah, they made out with kazoo. And then my friend said to me during the show, he's like, where did the kazoo go? Because they were making out and then kazoo was gone. And personally, I kind of don't want to know where the kazoo went. So there's that. So that's that. Rat Tales comes from Shadow Players Kids in Saskatoon. So it's a kids' fringe show. And kids' fringe is great. There's nothing against kids' fringe. So this is about kind of the day in the life of a rat. And it could be good. And they're going to tell some stories. I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of rats, so I'm really glad they're not wearing like suits and stuff. It looks pretty tame, all things rat going. So that's Rat Tales. Gay Card comes from Sexual Spacewalk Theater in Saskatoon also. This one looks really interesting. It was presented as kind of like a one-man show with a monologue, but it's a story of three gay men trying to discover their identities in the modern world of technology. The monologue was really good. It was really interesting. And the thing I love about theater like this, whether it's like something like Pretty Little Mind or Scum or The Gay Card, is it takes stuff that we don't usually see at the Fringe, right? Like, there's not a lot of like gay theater and specifically done with that point in mind. So that it interests me just because it's different. I'm really kind of curious to see their perspective. I'm curious to see the show. I mean, after seeing their little kind of 2-minute pitch, it went from definitely being on the top of my list because I want to see what they're going to do with it. Shadows and Bloom comes from Jenna Wilcox in London, UK. Gemma plays 22 characters in this woman show. And so anyone who does that, I think, deserves all stars. I'm excited to see it because I like characters and I like people with British accents. I mean, honestly, I told her, I was even joking. I'm like, you had me at the accent. Like, Stan and the Singularity comes from Fifth Wall in Saskatoon. This is written by Sean Thomas Erker. He is a really, really, really good playwright. He's done some stuff at the Saskatoon Fringe in previous years, and they were really good, and he's kind of stepped away from it, and it's really nice to see him back. Again, this is kind of about, you know, people fighting over like a dating app. It looks just really interesting. Knowing Sean's previous work, it'll be really funny. So I'm excited to see that. Thunderfoot comes from Life and Death Theater in Vancouver. What did I say about Grown Man and Tutu? Oh, right, yeah. Like, he just came out, like, playing to kind of classical music, but it was, like, distorted classical music where it felt like it's failing, if you know what that means. Like, it kind of, music kept falling down. And then at the very end of the bit, he says, I'm going to cut this bit from the show. It was just really weird. So that is Thunderfoot. Wildwood Fire comes from Wildwood Flower Productions in Rosebud, Alberta. This one was cool. It's about like Johnny Cash. It's a kind of a behind the scenes of Johnny Cash and June Carter. It looked funny. It looks kind of like a mother and daughter team, and it could go either way. So I don't know. To go through them quickly because it's at 23 minutes. I don't want to go over 30. Witch and Bitch Sessions from Evil Stick Productions in Saskatoon. It's about women that make a deal with the devil, apparently, or so they say. She was talking to a sock puppet at one point. It was like, okay, sock puppet deals with the devil. All right, cool. With Glowing Hearts comes from the Obits Theater Company in Saskatoon as well. And this was heavy. This was like a really like intense monologue about history and depression and suffering. And I like dramatic stuff. Like, I love my absurdist, surreal fringe experience, but I also love stuff that's just sometimes goes really dark. So I'm hoping that it goes really dark. It'd be nice to have like a really dark Fringe show in the midst of all this comedy and all this laughing. Shape of a Girl comes from Saskatoon. And just trying to go, what did I say? Wild me. Oh yeah, right. She had all this wild manic energy. It was really great. And she was kind of like going back and forth between like different ages of her character or herself. So yeah, that is The Shape of a Girl from Chrysalis Theater in Saskatoon. Tesla Ex Machina comes from Ricky Coates in Seattle, Washington. It's about Nikola Tesla, and it's kind of very like almost steampunkish-esque, and it's got robots in it, and it just looks fun. I love stuff when they take like history and actual people from you know, history, for lack of a better word. Hey, it's like 1 in the morning, give me a break. And they kind of like make it their own. So this seems interesting. It seems different. Finally, VR done, and this one comes from Howard Patrick in San Fran. Yeah, this was also, speaking of like dark stuff, kind of like I was talking about like Shape of, or not Shape of a Girl, but the Wild Glowing Hearts, or With Glowing Hearts. This one is kind of dark. It's about kind of like Minneapolis and a truck driver strike. He just kind of sat on like a stool and just gave this monologue and then just walked off. And it was just like, oh, so that's it. So that is all the Fringe shows. Fringe officially starts tomorrow. I will be going to the first two children theater shows that are being offered, and then I'm hitting Diamond Girls as well as the Sisters Comeback Tour. That is my plan for Fringe tomorrow. I'm really excited. There is a lot of great food trucks available. There's a lot of great buskers. There's a lot of great booths just set up all along Broadway, and you should check it out, whether you like theater or not. If you've never been to a Fringe, just come and, you know, go and buy some food and go and see a show, and, you know, at least it'll be an interesting part of your day. So anyways, I am Ezekiel McAdams, and I am signing off because it is just too early. It's too late for this world. So I'll see you later. Bye.